Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus, and joining me in the studios, I've got Mark Montoya with the United States Postal Service. Good morning. How are you, Mark?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing so good. Mark, every single year, I look forward to you coming in because there's an event that happens that everyone needs to get involved in, and I think it is probably the easiest food drive to participate in.
It is, because all you got to do is leave your food right by your mailbox.
Right. You really don't even have to do anything. A lot of times when there's a food drive, you've got to, you know, go through your pantry, get everything, and then drive it across town to a drop-off location. But this, you just leave it by your mailbox, and all of the great postal workers are just going to pick it up for us.
We come to you, yeah. This Saturday, May 14th, is our annual National Association of Letter Carriers Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. And like Mallory said, it's just the easiest way. You don't have to leave your home. You just put it right there by your mailbox, and we will pick it up. You should be getting cards in the mail today or tomorrow, along with bags. And if you don't get a bag, I'm sure you have one floating around, because we might miss somebody here and there. But you should get a bag or a card with the information. Try to have it out by like 9 a.m. so that it's ready for us to pick up. That's about what time we start delivering. And it's just really important to, you know, give to the food bank with the current state of the economy. You know, it's really in need. Unfortunately, we didn't have it for 2 years because of the pandemic. You know, pandemic screwed up everything. But we're back, and we're more than happy to, you know, support this community event. All the food we collect stays here locally, because we have a local food bank. And so it stays here at the Carbon County Food Bank. And it's just really important, because 1 in 8 Americans, including millions of children, senior citizens, and veterans, go hungry every year. And so just think about that when you're making your donation, that you do a little small part to help feed the hunger.
Right. And, you know, Mark, I think it's really important to do it this time of year, because I think that a lot of food drives happen closer to the holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas. But we can't forget about this time of year. Kids are going to be home from school. A lot of families need food.
Exactly. That's why the Letter Carrier Association has made it in specifically in May, because a lot of food drives, like you said, happen during the holidays, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, even in October, they do food drives. And for some reason, you know, they forget, you know, after school's out, it's vacation time, and you don't see that happening anymore. So a lot of the food banks depend on this food drive to hold them over throughout the summer until all those other food drives come into place again.
Right. Now, Mark, let me ask this quick question, because I know that this does affect me and it does affect others. I don't have an actual mailbox in front of my home. At the end of my street, we've got a bunch of boxes for people that live maybe in Price and have an apartment. What do they do?
They can also leave them by this. What you're talking about is you have a centralized cluster box, and you can leave it there. The carriers will pick them up from there. And you can also take it down to the post office if you don't feel comfortable leaving it there. They'll have hampers in the lobbies of the post office. Emory County, there's no street delivery in Emory County, but they're also collecting food at the post offices, and they're going to take it to their food bank. They have an Emory County food bank. And so, even if you have a P.O. box, you can still donate. Just bring the food in. There will be a hamper at the Price post office, one at the Helper post office, one in Wellington, and we'll get the food out to where it needs to go.
I think that's great. And, you know, Mark, even if you just, if there's a mailbox out in front of, you know, where you, the big mailboxes that you can drop off to, if there's a bag of food sitting next to it, you guys are going to know what it's for.
Yeah, we're going to pick it up. Try to identify the bag, because there's been times we've taken somebody's groceries. But then there's the opposite. Like the one time I thought it was someone's groceries, there was probably 10 bags sitting on a porch. I knocked on the door and I asked, and they're like, oh no, that's our donation. And they just gave like a ton of food. It's just really heartwarming to see how much people give.
And, you know, Mark, like you mentioned there, you guys took off a couple of years for the pandemic. But before that, you guys were reaching incredible goals on pounds of food that you were receiving. So we took 2 years off. Let's make this one even bigger.
Yeah, we haven't surpassed our biggest haul yet. That was 6,500 pounds. And I know this community can do that. We can surpass that 6,500 pounds and stock that Carbon County Food Bank.
Honestly, I think if every single resident just donated one thing, you could totally hit that.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's not hard, you know, like non-perishable food items are usually like in cans, and so they're heavy and it all adds up. But even one can makes a difference. If that's all you can afford and you want to just take part in it, every little bit helps.
Well, again, that is taking place this Saturday. Make sure to leave your non-perishable food items to be donated to the food drive this Saturday. And like Mark mentioned, get it out there before 9 a.m. because that's when you guys start making your rounds.
Yeah, that's about what time we start delivering.
And if it's later in the afternoon and you're like, oh my gosh, I forgot, head on over to the post office, drop it off there.
Yes, we'll get it to where it needs to go.
All right. Well, Mark, as usual, thanks so much for stopping by and giving us this information.
Thank you.
And you can find more about this interview, just head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.